Welcome to Quality Perks, the podcast that not only delves into the intricacies of contact center quality management, but also uncovers the personal stories of industry leaders. Brought to you by BPA Quality, your trusted partner in enhancing customer experiences.
Mm-hmm. So good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Episode, what is this? Three?
Yes, it is.
Three, right? We're getting there. My name's Neil Eggers. And as always, I'm joined with
Yes. Karen Dupree.
Morning.
With BP Quality. We're here with Quality Perks.
That's it.
So what's today, Neil?
Well, I'd like to wish you and all the women around the world a happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Today is, Tuesday, the 8th of March, and just a little bit of recap here, housekeeping items. So we're here to talk about contact center quality monitoring, spend a little bit of time talking about the tips and tricks and all the different items that Karen and I, as well as all the wonderful folks here at BPA, manage on a daily basis. Last week, we had David Blackwell on, the founder of BPA, and that was a great time with him. And really, it's always good to meet with him and understand the beginnings of BPA and his vision for us moving forward. So it was great to have him on. I hope you enjoyed it.
I surely did. I always love talking to David. I just love his accent.
It's always one of the benefits, yeah.
Absolutely.
So we did. I was actually, one of Coffee Perks, right? Quality Perks we talk about. Yesterday I was on a call and I actually found out that within the walls of BPA, we have a coffee expert or someone who's studying coffee pretty deeply. So we're going to have to, I'll keep the name a secret, but there was lots of different coffee companies that she was talking to me about that I have to try. So I have a couple of them here. I mean, Zabar's, everybody knows, is one of my favorites. We have a gentleman here who's a big fan of McNulty's in New York City. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. But Joe Coffee, Joe's Coffee Company, was really the recommended coffee of choice. So I'm going to have to purchase some of that. I was promised by this individual that she would meet with me after the call. Call ran long, but she's going to recommend which one of Joe's coffee companies I should try. So everybody stay tuned for that. But what are you enjoying today, Karen?
Today I am enjoying, it's called Coffee Before Talkie by Ray Dunn. Mm-hmm. It is a French roast, dark roast ground coffee. I did the ground. I don't have a ground grinder anymore. But it is a very strong coffee. So I had to use my coffee maker to make it less robust because, yeah. And I had to add extra creamer to it. I do love the taste of coffee. I just don't like it really strong. I've got to put that cream in there. So I used vanilla silk. So it's almond milk creamer and it's delicious. In my Oscar the Grouch mug.
Strong coffee is not a bad thing before doing a live broadcast to the LinkedIn and Twitter verses of the world, I would think.
Probably not. It's probably a good thing. Absolutely.
keep us more entertaining, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you drinking?
I'm back to the Ocean City Coffee Company. I got to branch out a little bit, but it's really just my favorite. I've got their Boardwalk Brew right here. So it's always good, but it's warm here in Florida where I live. So I've transitioned to iced coffee a little bit. We'll see how that goes.
I don't really like iced coffee, even when it's cold. I mean, I'll do the Frappuccino kind of thing, but the iced coffee, it's just like, I've got to have I hate when my coffee goes cold or even like.
Yeah, it took a while for me to get, definitely took a while for me to get used to it. But I used to put all kinds of things in my coffee, sugar and milk and all that. Now I just drink it black. So I think that made it easier.
Did you have to wean yourself into just doing black or did you just say, hey, I'm done. I just.
One day, that's it. maybe five, 6 years ago. So.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. But the only thing I do is the creamer. So I did remove the sugar. Yeah.
Good. So you reached out to me earlier this week about a customer experience story that you wanted to share with all of our viewers. And I'm eager to hear about your experience.
Well, I am an avid Zulily fan. And so I buy arbitrary stuff from them throughout the years.
Same.
And so I actually purchased a pillow for my bed. It's a decor pillow, and it said nothing about, I just assume it was regular filling in that pillow. And when it came, I realized it had the actual goose down feathers in it, and my husband is allergic. So I called them up and said, "Hey, I just received my pillow, but it's got feathers in it, and my husband's allergic." And the call center agent was fabulous. She was like, she was apologetic at first, and I said, it didn't say anything in the description that it had feathers in it. And she goes, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that happened. I'm going to go ahead and give you a refund." And, she was very chatty with me too. And it really made it an individualized type of experience. Mm-hmm. And so then I was asked, "Well, how would you like me to return it to you?" And she goes, "Don't worry about it. Don't return it. Donate it, give it to a friend that would enjoy it. But don't worry about sending it back to us." So, with that kind of customer experience and where, I was already inconvenienced, she didn't want to further inconvenience me by getting that to be returned. So from then on, I have, like I said, I go on Zulily probably weekly and check out what's going on, and I'll purchase things here and there. But I really think, because I read the book, what is it? Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think Zulily took the concept of the delivering the wow that Tony Hsieh talks about in his book. And I really think that if more companies took on that idea of that you want to deliver that wow to the mm-hmm. customers, you're going to retain it. And you actually shared a statistic with me with regarding Zulily. What was that that number that you just shared with me about?
Over 90% of Zulily customers are repeat buyers.
Yeah. So right there, it's paying for itself. And then some, because it costs it's so expensive to get a customer to begin with. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to retain them, mm-hmm. I mean, it just becomes gravy when you start getting new customers on top of that type of retention rate. So
for sure. Really we've got a lot of clients where we do win back monitoring. So we're looking at, the interaction between the agent and trying to get back a customer. Once mm-hmm. that retention process has failed and they've gone to a competitor, but even that is less expensive than getting a new customer. So being able to bring that customer back is definitely a benefit to our mm-hmm. clients. Interesting.
Wow.
So I think if you were to pick out a portion of that call, like what did the agent do? Like what was the, so it sounded like everything was great. But if you were to use a portion of that interaction for training, what would you lift out and say, or give to a trainer or to organization and say, replicate this as much as possible? Like David was talking about last week, right, the story he told about the individual that many years ago, where the contact center manager said, "I want everybody to sound like this." What would be the behavior that you noticed that you would want to have replicated?
The customization. The agent treated me as an individual and spoke to me as as an individual versus just a somebody that's calling in and making problems for them. She cared, and I think that's really key in the whole customer experience. I don't care if you're calling your cable company or you're calling Zulily. You know, it's about taking care of that customer as an individual and understanding what that individual may need. If I seemed rushed and hurried, I'm sure she would have changed up her talk with me and not chatted with me as long as she did. But still taking care of what I need taken care of. So right. I think that's what I would say, is really make sure that your agents are capable of carrying on a conversation. So
yeah, so it's, yeah, it's not, so we wouldn't want to process the personality of that contact center rep out of the equation. Sounds like what I'm hearing is that agent brought a skill set to Zulily, and they nurture that and make it natural and allow her to do what she does best, which is take care of the customer. So that's great.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know, but did she try and sell you on anything? Was it like, no. Or was it just, she just processed the order and took care of what you needed?
Processed the order, took care of what I needed, and then she didn't try to upsell me or add anything mm-hmm. in, but she did say, if you see something else, use either we can give you the store credit or do a refund. And I said, well, I purchased things here, I'll just give me a store credit, So it's a win-win situation there.
Yeah, makes sense. So the initiative or the one area where I think BPA would be able to assist there is that lift out of that specialization part. So in our tool, we have called an executive listening tool. It's called different things, but primarily it's an executive listening tool that we use for two things. Training is the priority or the most used. So we would lift that piece of the call out and put it in this special area so that trainers have a library of good and opportunities, right? So we want to see when agents do things really well, and we want to attach a green flag to that. And hopefully this agent got that, it was recognized for the good work that she did. But also we have opportunities where we can show agents where, okay, this is a good, this is how we want you to do it, and this is a not so good example of that. So the executive listening tool is a quick, easy way to be able to get that information quickly, use it, categorize it, and have it at your fingertips. So that's probably what I would do with something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can always look at, like the 90% retention customer percentage. The ROI on that is
huge.
It's huge. And you can actually set numbers to that business intelligence that you were able to pull from, those type of calls. What's going
for
on?
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. Yep. What's next on the list? What are you going to purchase from Zulily? Do you have anything on the radar?
I don't have nothing on the radar right now, but I'm sure they've got Hydro Flask today and lots of, I need to start working out. So they do have some really cool workout stuff too. So
what you're saying is you'll have no problem spending the store credit that they gave you?
Not at all.
Or is it already gone?
Well, that one's already gone, but
is there another one?
I'm going to actually have to probably, I keep telling myself I need to buy stock into Zulily, but I haven't done it.
Yeah. So you can own a piece of what you're purchasing. Is that
exactly. Saying? Absolutely. I want to be part of that, that community feel. Same as Zappos, Tony Hsieh did a great job of that, that family community type atmosphere. So
to recap the message for today, it's personalization is what I'm hearing is make sure that you don't process out your agent's individual behaviors and their personality. But make sure you customize your solution and really make it personalized for that guest, for that customer, whatever it may be.
Yep. That's what I'm good saying. Stuff.
Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Yep. Thank you. And I guess we'll see everybody next week. We're actually, I think we do have a guest on the
2 weeks. We're taking next week off. So we'll be back 2 weeks from today. Don't miss us while we're away too much, but we'll be back.
Yep, absolutely. Well, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks. Bye.